Leadership has many facets, and though it can seem complicated, there are a few ways that you can learn to become a better leader. In my own personal experience, I've opted for the leadership style that leads by example, and I use positive motivation to obtain the results from my team that I desire. Negative feedback does have its place in the workplace, but positive feedback is oftentimes a more powerful tool that has the potential to produce far greater results. Let's take, for example, a scenario in which you have a team of 5 people that have been tasked to clean a space. Each person is responsible for an area. As the leader, you do have the ability to use negative reinforcement to get your point across. You could tell them that if they don't do a good job, that they would be let go. While this method may have the desired impact initially, long term, it may have the opposite result. What you will discover is that your staff will begin to grow disheartened and may ultimately seek employment someplace else. On the other hand, you have positive feedback. Say you offered a gift certificate to the person that had the cleanest area, or you orally acknowledged a person that stood out for their efforts. You could even compliment the entire team on how well they work together and how thankful you are to them for their efforts. In these situations, there are also potential drawbacks, because in one of those situations, you are offering a monetary reward. And while those are very nice form of positive feedback, they too can become a problem in the long term. After a time, the staff member may begin to expect a monetary reward, and if the reward should stop, so would the effort. Verbal positive feedback does have the potential to lose its effectiveness, but this is not likely, provided that you combine it with constructive criticism. Everyone needs to be valued, but everyone also needs to have some room to grow as individuals and even as a team. If there are no opportunities for improvement, there is no growth, and stagnation occurs. Leading by example means being willing to do what you have been asked your people to do. Leading by example means taking the time to listen to your staff's needs and respond to them in a respectful manner. Always being aware of the fact that they are each unique individuals and bring with them a different perspective. When you are willing to humble yourself and become approachable, you will discover that more people approach you and respect what you have to say. Thank you.